Hello, everybody. Welcome once again to our morning devos. We are wrapping up the book of Philippians today. We're looking at Philippians chapter 4, verses 10 through 23. So once again, this is Philippians 4, chapter 10, sorry, chapter 4, verses 10 through 23. Let me read this for us. I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at length you have revived your concern for me. You were indeed concerned for me, but you had no opportunity. Not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Yet it was kind of you to share my trouble. And you Philippians yourselves know that in the beginning of the gospel, when I left Macedonia, no church entered into partnership with me in giving and receiving, except you only. Even in Thessalonica, you sent me help for my need once again and again. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that increases to your credit. I have received full payment and more. I am well supplied, having received from Epaphroditus the gift you sent, a fragrant offering, a sacrifice acceptable and pleasing to God. And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Greet every saint in Christ Jesus. The brothers who are with me greet you. All the saints greet you, especially those of Caesar's household. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. If we were to view our passage from a certain lens, we could see two things that are seemingly at odds with each other. Provision that comes from other people, and provision that comes from God. In verse 10, Paul writes, I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, that now at length you have revived your concern for me. And then later down in verse 18, he talks about having received gifts from the Philippians through a man named Epaphroditus. We don't know the full details, but we can infer that the Philippians have sent along gifts and maybe things like supplies in order to help support and care for Paul. And then, of course, that's very nice of them to do so. But then in verses 11 through 13, Paul sort of seems to change course and says, not that I am speaking of being in need, as in, you guys have been nice enough to care for me, but you know, I'm not actually in any kind of need. Why? Well, because he has learned the secret of being content in all circumstances. Of being able to go through seasons of plenty and hunger, abundance and need, through Christ who strengthens him. In other words, God is the one who meets his every need. So now again, you could read those two things and feel like they are kind of at odds with each other. You could think that Paul is saying that he doesn't need the care or the support of the Philippian brothers and sisters, or really anyone else for that matter, because he has God. We could be tempted to read it as Paul saying, "Ah, guys, that's really cute. Thanks for thinking of me. It was kind of you. But what you have to offer really is totally unnecessary because I have God, so I don't need it. Good effort, though." But is that what Paul is actually saying? No, I don't think so. It's true that our needs and are ultimately met by God. God is our true provider. He is the one and the only one in whom we should place our trust. And also, the people around us can, and at the same time, the people around us can and frankly should be a part of how God provides for us in all circumstances. Paul rejoiced in the Lord greatly for how the Philippians showed their concern for him. When you read this, you see that he wasn't just mildly amused. He rejoiced greatly. He was thankful for how the Philippians had entered into partnership with him in the gospel, even when no one else, up until that point, had done so. We see in verse 16, it also wasn't just a one-time thing, but it appears it was something that had taken place on multiple occasions. Paul had learned this to be content in every season. He knew that God would always provide for him, and he thanked God that he did so through people like the Christians in Philippi. And what a beautiful picture this is. Back in 2018, I ruptured my Achilles tendon playing basketball. And For about 2 to 3 months, I had to deal with a giant cast and crutches, which made normal, everyday things much more difficult. Things that you and I would probably consider normal. Again, everyday things like cooking on the stovetop, getting in and out of a car, even taking a shower, were all extremely challenging, and the stuff made really just tired, emotionally frustrated, and heavy-hearted. I often cried out to God, sometimes literally cried, not just for physical healing, but for my heart and my mind. I was just so discouraged, and so I was praying, just kind of crying out for strength to endure and to not become so distraught in these times. And man, when I think about it now, God really answered those prayers. I remember the kindness of people who came by to drop off trays of food so that I wouldn't have to figure out cooking. Or those who came by with pints of ice cream, not just to share it with me, but to sit with me and hope to cheer me up. I remember the people who would go up, climb those stairs of the church office to get the elevator for me several times a week so that I wouldn't have to somehow climb up those stairs with crutches. I remember how a whole team of people helped me set up and decorate an outdoor space so that I could propose to my now wife. In all of these examples, of course, it was different people performing the actions, but it didn't stop at that. It was God providing for me through the brothers and sisters of this church family. I mean, imagine if I had rejected their help and turned them away because I told myself that this wasn't God doing the work, it was people. No, that would be so foolish. So again, yes, the foundation of our faith must be in God. God is our ultimate provider. But the beauty of it all is that God works in and through us to do his work, including caring for and providing for those around us. When people who seek to live for and do the will of God come together, beautiful and amazing things can be done. Our acts become so much more than just kind acts of service. They are a fragrant offering, a sacrifice acceptable and pleasing to God, as Paul says of the gifts given by the Philippians in verse 18. So, knowing all of this, Symphony Church, my hope and prayer is that we can be this kind of church. In this specific example, in this passage, it was the Philippians supporting Paul in his ministry. But whether it's supporting someone like that, or really just supporting one another, let us be a church that seeks to help meet the needs of those around us. Let's join in God's will, his kingdom work, and daily worship and offer sacrifices acceptable and pleasing to God by loving those around us and being the hands and feet of God, providing for the needs of others. I know sometimes when we think about this, think about giving and serving, we can sometimes fearfully think, well, if I do this, then who will meet my needs? Well, the thing is, when we live to love and serve those around us in a Christ-like way, our God will supply every need of yours according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus, as Paul said in verse 19. When each of us in the community is seeking to love and care for and support one another, well, then somebody will see your needs and seek to fill it, to love you in this way, just as you may seek to fill their needs. And again, this is such a beautiful picture. So again, church, let's first and foremost trust in the Lord. And as we do so, let us gladly give and receive, knowing that our God is provider, the one in whom we can learn to be content and do all things in all circumstances. With that, let me pray for us to close out our time. Lord God, we want to be a people who, like Paul, are able to trust in you, able to be content in all circumstances, in the good, the bad, the easy, and the difficult, knowing that, Lord, it is you, in you, that we find strength, in you that we find peace, in you we have all that we need. We want to be that kind of people. And as we seek to live in this way, we also want to be a people who can be your hands and feet, who can be part of your work of providing for others, caring for others. And so, Lord, teach us to do that. I know sometimes it can be so tempting to just want to protect ourselves and just kind of look out for ourselves. It's very much actually part of our Western culture. But Lord, help us to look beyond ourselves, where as we seek to do the will of God, we're not just simply performing actions, but we are giving worship to you, and through that worship, loving and caring for others. Help us to be that kind of church for those within the walls of our church, and also for those outside of it, that through this people would come to see you and know you, and not only have their needs met, but come and worship you, Jesus. So Lord, thank you for this passage. Thank you also for carrying us through this journey through the book of Philippians. Lord, we pray that we look forward to how you'll continue to speak to us in the weeks to come. So God, we thank you, Lord. We pray all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen.